Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Area residents have several opportunities to enjoy a free outdoor movie over the next few weeks, complete with free popcorn. Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Seth Stashelm said the first movie will be held tonight beginning at 8 o'clock. The movie Inside Out is a 2015 American 3D computer-animated comedy-drama-adventure film set in the mind of a young girl named Riley Anderson, where five personified emotions, joy, sadness, anger, fear, and disgust, try to lead her through life as her parents move from Minnesota to San Francisco, and Riley has to adjust to her new surroundings. Stashelm said there are fun things taking place in the park before the film is shown.
Shortly before that, we have a planned activity at 6:30. We're going to be doing a scavenger hunt for some of the kids that come out there. Hopefully they can find some of the characters in the movie and utilize some of the playground equipment.
The movies will be shown just down the hill from the Kitty Corral shelter at Sunnyside.
If they can come, they can bring a lawn chair, blankets, whatever they want. It's going to be in-grass seating. They can sit in the picnic tables from the shelter. It's a pretty big screen, so you'll be able to see it from anywhere in the Kitty Corral area.
Movies will be shown on Friday nights for 4 weeks. The next movie is Big Hero 6 on August the 5th.
And we ask people to dress as their favorite superhero since it's a hero movie. So hopefully the kids get involved, and hopefully we have some adults also dressing up as their favorite superhero too.
The remaining movies in the park include on August the 12th, Little Giants, and on August 19th, Despicable Me. The movies are hosted by the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department. Stashelm said also the new Kitty Corral and nearby playground equipment, as well as some finishing touches put on the Schulberg Park Connector Trail by KJAN, are just a few of the improvements that are continuing to be made in the Atlantic Parks system.
We placed a five-year plan this last fall, so we're going to continue those changes in their parks and just continue to update and make improvements to a lot of our community parks as well as Sunnyside and Schulberg. So we have a great park board and a great staff, and we can't do anything without their hard work. Our next project, actually, we have a basketball court going in at Harold Holt Park just on 14th and Olive. So that's another exciting project that hopefully people will be able to notice and be able to go out there once it's done.
For more information or questions about the summer movie series or anything to do with the Atlantic Park system, call 712-243-3542. Griswold School District Superintendent Dave Henrich says in an effort to show transparency in the district, patrons are being informed of two Griswold Facility Committee sessions planned for August for the purpose of assessing the district's current educational facilities. The first work session takes place at 5 p.m. Thursday, August 11th. The second will be on Thursday, August 18th, also at 5 p.m. Both meetings will be held at the Griswold Community School District's Middle School, High School, Library. If you have any questions, call the superintendent's office at 712-778-2152. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce reports ConnectaDoc is the premier partner of the Atlantic Fest Road Race. The new partnership allows the Atlantic Fest Road Race to continue chip timing to all participants while keeping the cost and fees low to the entire community. Abby Becker, Road Race Chair, said they're excited to continue chip timing for the Atlantic Fest Road Race. Last year's participants, she said, loved having an accurate time and immediate results. She added that we're working with a new company this year, True Time Racing. The 2016 Road Race will be held on Saturday, August 13th, to kick off the 18th annual Atlantic Fest. The race will begin at 8 a.m. in the Atlantic City Park with a 2 or 5 mile run and a 2 mile walk. The route can be found on www.atlanticiowa.com and will be similar to last year, enjoying a route through the Schulberg Recreation Area. Pre-registration for that event is open now until August 1st. Participants that pre-register for $16 will receive a free performance shirt with a new Road Race logo. Pre-registration is also available for $10 but does not include a shirt. Racers that prefer to register closer to the event can register online until August 11th or the day of the event at 7 a.m. at the Atlantic City Park. Pre-registered racers will receive a performance shirt with a new Road Race logo sponsored by First Whitney Bank, ConnectaDoc, Cass County Health System, and several other sponsors. And new this year, Southwest Iowa Crystal Clear. Southwest Iowa will be filling reusable water bottles to be distributed after the race. For more information about the Road Race or additional Atlantic Fest information, go to www.atlanticiowa.com or call the Chamber at 243-3017. Elsewhere in the news, a court has upheld the seizure of $63,000 from a former professional basketball player suspected of marijuana trafficking. Deputies in western Iowa seized former Purdue and Houston Baptist forward Gordon Watts' cash in 2013 after stopping his speeding rental car. The money was packaged in bundles and discovered with items that investigators said pointed to drug dealing, including a baggie of marijuana, a digital scale, and a stolen handgun. Investigators believe Watt was driving to Colorado to buy marijuana to resell in Illinois. Watt, who played overseas after completing his college career in 2009, claimed he was going to practice in the high altitude and that he didn't trust banks. The Iowa Court of Appeals ruled this week the cash is subject to forfeiture based on its likely tie to drugs. And three people were arrested Wednesday in connection with a valuable but allegedly stolen Iowa Lottery scratch ticket. Radio Iowa's Pat Curtis reports.
The case involves a ticket that was presented at the Iowa Lottery's regional office in Storm Lake on June 17th. The $250,000 prize involved has not been paid out. A news release from the Iowa DCI does not provide many details about the case, but states the three people were arrested by police in Sioux Rapids. They're each facing felony charges of theft of a lottery ticket. The three people booked in the Buena Vista County Jail are identified as 20-year-old Ashley Bossler and 26-year-old Johnny Long Jr., both of Sioux Rapids, and 42-year-old Sally Bossler of Cedar Rapids. I'm Pat Curtis.
That's a check of our news on KJAN, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.